super light. It basically is an instantaneous, i.e. long, non-local communication system. Instantaneous universal communication system. And we think that the Ormus is the carrier for information as well as energy. Mm-hmm. It's sort of it's like on the internet, going from a dial-up way of connecting to the internet to high speed, using high speed.
Or maybe instantaneous.
Or instantaneous, yeah.
Yeah.
And only this is not a connection to the internet, it's a connection to the inner net. I call it the inner net.
Yeah. Are you familiar with the work of Jean Keely?
To some extent, yes.
Yeah. Do you think, because to a certain extent, I believe that the connection to these inner planes or ether, let's say, happens when you, basically when you hit resonance, maybe resonance in any form, but you just need to learn how to control it and how to use sympathetic, vibrations in order to control it, literally.
Exactly. And Ormus has been demonstrated in a small double-blind study to increase brain coherence.
Mm-hmm.
And brain coherence is associated with deep meditation,
mm-hmm.
the kind of meditation that a person is able to do after years and years of meditation work, where they'll get into, they call it an alpha state, is sort of a light meditation state.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a deeper state, which is theta, and then the deepest state, which is delta. People that were given some magnetic trap water made by Thomas Geckler at Cherokee Gold found that they would go into this theta or delta state within 10 minutes after drinking his water. I think it was 11 people out of 12 that happened to them.
Without, meditating? Or
without meditating or anything. They just spontaneously went into that brain coherence state. Brain coherence is also associated with intelligence and compassion and being, let's say, at one with the universe.
Wow.
So all of these things are seem to be related. Now, my favorite hypothesis about this is that the Ormus is the carrier for information and energy from the zero point, or from source, or from God, or from Allah, or from whatever you want to word you want to use.
Yeah.
And this connection, when you improve the connection, you get better at being in the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
You get better at connecting with yourself and connecting with everyone else and everything else. That may not be good if, for example, you're not used to instant manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
One gentleman took some Ormus gold that he made using David Hudson's method,
mm-hmm.
and his experience was that everything he thought about would manifest instantaneously, but he often had thoughts of things he didn't want.
Yeah,
and they would manifest instantaneously too. He wasn't used to, he wasn't trained, he didn't train himself to only think of what he wanted. He would go back and forth, sometimes thinking of what he wanted, sometimes thinking of what he didn't want.
Yeah, it takes years of practice.
Exactly. But if you get instant feedback, like let's say you're standing on the edge of a great canyon, like the Grand Canyon, and you shout, "I love you," Mm-hmm. And a minute later, somebody says, I love you. You think, oh, somebody out there loves me.
Yeah.
Or, I hate you. A minute later, you get scared because you think somebody hates you.
Yeah.
But if you say, I love you, I love you. I hate you, I hate you. It doesn't matter. Either one gives you that instant feedback. You say it, and the echo comes back before you're even through saying it.
True.
And that I think, is the value of the improved connection to the internet.
True. I wonder, Barry, what are you doing now? Where are you at in your research?
We're at a very, 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 very early stage.
Mm-hmm.
We know how to convert a number of metals. So far, the most metals converted into their Ormus state is 24 by one gentleman in Australia. Others have converted other metals into an Ormus form.
Mm-hmm.
All metals may possibly have an Ormus form. We don't know if they're monatomic or diatomic or something else entirely. We just don't know. In terms of research, that not knowing what it is kind of slows things down a bit, because it makes it difficult to have assays done on them, for example.
Yeah.
The Ormus elements don't show up in conventional assay.
Okay.
So we can't say, hey, they're there for sure. This is how much is here. This is how much is there.
Yeah. It's also subjective. That's the issue.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And by the same token, we can't make any definitive statements about their benefits for health unless we're talking about or documenting the health of animals.
Mm-hmm.
And basically because that runs into existing structures, corporations, yeah, and governments and so on. It's easier to make spiritual claims,
mm-hmm,
because those aren't regulated here in America the way they used to be in other places.
True. Such control is really, you know, standing in the face of real, you know, scientific. it's been for more than 100 years. So,
yeah, well, It for a long time, it was the Roman Church that was controlling the way people thought and the way people,
yeah,
what people did.
Reich says it started, you know, 10,000 years back, and still,
yeah,
yeah, it's still working. Well, what, yeah, do you think, Barry, is the best method, you know, for people to observe the effects? I've tried the lye method. I've tried the acid wash method from Hudson's patent. And maybe, you know, trying different colloids of different metals, but that maybe it's not the best way.
I think that the best is, see, minerals erode from the mountains and always end up in the oceans,
mm-hmm,
or in the Dead Sea or inland seas like that, and over time, those bodies of water, oceans, seas, lakes, whatever, they develop a balance, mm-hmm, of minerals, of normal minerals like calcium and magnesium, as well as the Ormus minerals. And there was a French scientist around 1910, and he started using ocean water as a substitute for blood plasma.
Wow.
René Quinton was his name, Quinton. And he demonstrated that many illnesses in animals, as well as some in people, were dramatically reversed just by having seawater transfusions.
Which probably transmutes inside the body into whatever it needs to.
Apparently.
Yeah.
And he demonstrated that the balance of minerals in seawater is the same as the blood. I presume that the Ormus minerals would be the same.
Mm-hmm.
So my favorite is seawater Ormus from one place or another. Other people like to make it from metal.
Okay.
And there are simple ways to make it from metal, especially gold. You can burn gold with sodium metal and get a white powder of gold that way. You can also use hydrogen peroxide and hydrochloric acid and mix them together and dissolve the gold in that, and you'll get a green gold chloride instead of the yellow gold chloride that you ordinarily get.
Yeah.
And that green gold chloride, when you precipitate it with lye, the sodium hydroxide or potassium, well, mostly we use sodium. We don't know about potassium enough. We get a white precipitate. And that white precipitate, when it is assayed, shows... We started with pure gold. All we added was salt, hydrogen peroxide, hydrochloric acid, and sodium hydroxide, or lye.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all the things we added. When we got done, the white precipitate showed as being something like 200 parts per billion
mm-hmm.
of gold. That's all the gold that it showed. I mean, it was like virtually unmeasurable amounts of gold.
Mm-hmm.
And it started out as pure gold. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty good evidence, but we haven't... This has been replicated four times by one researcher.
Yeah.
And hasn't been replicated by anybody else. So this is one of the main things that's standing in the way of furthering our knowledge and furthering the information about Ormus there's just not the money and the ability to put the information out everywhere.
Yeah, it's awfully expensive to do such experimentations.
Indeed.
Yeah. What do you think, Barry, about, Ormus precipitate as opposed to magnetic water? Is it just, increasing the amount of Ormus in the water by, spinning it or, yeah?
Okay, the Ormus, the Dr. Maluski's magnetic water,
mm-hmm.
Or magnetite-enhanced Ormus water, meow water,
mm-hmm.
is often... What I think is going on there, and this isn't confirmed, I think it's restructuring the water and making the water so that it's more assimilable by plants and animals.